Great. Thank you all for being here this afternoon. What I'd like to tell you about is a program that we have at Delaware Valley University that we collaborate with the Rodale Institute on. We call it the Organic Farming Certificate Program. So just in case you are not familiar with Delaware Valley University, we're actually outside of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, not in Delaware. We were founded as the National Farm School in 1896 by Rabbi Joseph Krauskopf, and one of his theories was science with practice. And I tell you about this because this is the overarching principle in all that we do at DelVale. As a faculty member there, I don't do research, which is very common to the faculty there. We teach. We have very heavy teaching loads. But we highly utilize our farms in our teaching. And we have what's called an E360 program to help our students get hands-on experience. But back to the certificate program, in 2011, we were approached by the Rodale Institute. They were interested in trying to create more organic farmers. As most of you know, the average age of a farmer here in the United States is somewhere in the mid to late 50s. And certainly, we need more organic farmers to try to fulfill the consumer demand that continues to rise. So the Rodale Institute wanted the original program to be geared towards veterans, but interestingly, the Veterans Administration of the U.S. government would not let us have a solely veterans program. So we opened up the certificate to all types of students, and that's been the case, is that it's the majority are veterans, but we have civilians in it as well. In 2014, we received a USDA NEFA Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Grant, and that helped the program enormously because we were actually able to hire a coordinator and market the program nationally. So what I'd like to show you now, or actually let me go back. The program itself is 36 credits, and it's 12 credits each semester. Part of the reason why we designed it that way was that if you are going to have veterans in a program, they need to be full-time students and able to access their GI benefits. And so that's one of the primary reasons why this is 12 credits a semester. In the fall semester, they take a number of classes. Most of them are plant-based, except for an organic livestock management course. And each semester, the students are involved in what we call the farm practicum. So the practicum is actually hands-on experience on an organic farm. So we do have some certified organic land at DelVale. They can either work on campus or they can work on a farm near where they live. And our coordinator makes the arrangements at the farm, and they go there and they learn the nuts and bolts of organic farming. The summer is spent at the Rodale Institute, and their farm practicum there is even more credits, and this is where they spend time supervised by experts in organic farming, as well as taking a couple classes. So the sound is not good.
Organic farming, you can take care of people and you can take care of the environment all in one. So that was a huge draw to me. I care about both.
Maintaining everything in a holistic manner where you're looking at the farm as a living organism and you're treating it so and with respect.
We know that over the next few generations we're going to need close to 1 million new farmers, and we're going to train them to be organic farmers because we really believe in the power of organic to feed people and to improve the health of soil for generations. The partnership that we have with Delaware Valley University is unique in that we have a university partnering directly with a nonprofit to bring along a new generation of farmers, to teach farmers to farm and transition farmland from conventional production to organic production. That's our mission.
DelVal is the perfect place to have the Organic Farming Certificate Program because we have a long history in agriculture. The school was founded in 1896. It was known as the National Farm School.
The Rodale Institute is the birthplace of organic agriculture in this country. J.I. Rodale, who started the Rodale Institute, said healthy soil equals healthy food equals healthy people back in 1947, and that still holds true today.
Well, our program is a year long. It's broken into three semesters. It has a fall, spring, and a summer semester. One of the benefits of this program is that it has rolling enrollment, so a student can begin at any semester.
So the courses that the students will take here at Delaware Valley University really cover a broad swath of organic agriculture. They're going to learn about the national organic standards and what it means to actually have a certified organic farm. They're going to learn about being an entrepreneur and owning their own business. And in fact, because we have farms here at Del Valle, students really get a lot of hands-on learning on farms.
Previous to this, I had no farming experience, and being in the classroom first gave me a really good base understanding of pest control or equipment, things like that. So when I did get to the farm, it made the things that I learned kind of click.
So how are you guys doing?
Good.
These ones are called Parade, and look at their leaves. They're like straight up, like they're marching in a parade.
Here at the Rodale Institute, they actually get an operating organic system that they are immersed in, where they're seeing how things grow. They're planting, they're weeding, they're cultivating, and they're harvesting, and then they also learn how to process that food until it gets to the customer.
So this is a perfect time to be harvesting it.
They learn a whole variety of tasks, from vegetable production to livestock to grains, beekeeping, maple syrup, greenhouse operations, orchards, tractor maintenance, a whole variety of topics.
What we're doing here today is we're looking at the connection between soil health and human health. What I've asked is the students bring in soils that they want to check, and so we're going to be looking at the biology of the soil. We're connecting that life in the soil to the ability to process nutrients from the soil.
I grew up in the city, so I've never done anything like this before, out in the fields, harvesting the food. So when I found this, I was like, wow, that's really what I want to do. We did composting for a week, livestock, and I never drove a tractor before, and I got to do that. This program has opened my eyes up to a lot of different opportunities.
At Delaware Valley University, we are a yellow ribbon school, which means we can work with veterans that they can use their GI benefits to pay for the tuition. But it is also open to civilians, and they have a common goal to get into organic or sustainable farming.
The advantages I find doing this program as a veteran, financially, it's a huge deal. My GI Bill covers all of it, and I get a living stipend as well. It's a one-year program. I'm like, I can do anything for a year.
I use my GI Bill to pay for this program. It's worth it. Just everything I've learned in a short amount of time is everything that I'm going to need to be successful when I leave here.
So what she wants to do right now is sit on the eggs and hatch them and not lay more.
The program has been wonderfully beneficial to me, just exposure to all types of agriculture, especially organic, to see how to raise good, nutritious food for your family, neighbors, communities. People are here after their passions, and it's a great place to be.
There are a lot of soon-to-be retiring farmers that contact us looking for people to turn their farm over, or they want to convert it over to an organic farm. So we actually have farms waiting for farmers, so it's definitely a growing industry.
Organic farming is important to me because it's the future, and just meeting the whole community that is organic farming is just great.
If you're looking for a program in depth with the knowledge that they can give you here, it's pretty amazing.
Give you a pretty good overview of what our program is all about. Once again, the vast majority of the courses that people take are in the Department of Plant Sciences at Del Valle. And one of the things that has really become apparent over the past few years is what a huge impact this program is having on our department. So when we look at these numbers, this is the total number of students by year in the Plant Sciences Department at Delaware Valley University. And it's broken out by the various specializations within our department. So, of course, we have horticulture, sustainable ag systems, the organic farming certificate program, crop science, a turf management program, and then, of course, the totals. If you look, the organic farming certificate program now has surpassed our crop science program and the number of students enrolled in it. And this has really big repercussions as we look to the future of what are we doing with our plant science department. Do we maintain all of the different programs? Do some of the programs go by the wayside? For example, at Del Valle, a few years ago, we had to drop the major in floriculture because we just didn't have the enrollments that we needed. So it's really, once again, had a pretty big impact on our department. When you look at the number of organic farming certificate programs as a percentage of the department. They now are 16% of the entire number of students. If you look, that's, you know, horticulture major, which is the largest in the plant science department, is only 42%. So we're definitely gaining. And again, these students are part of our traditional offerings for a traditional 18 to 22-year-old student. When you look at the percentage that our certificate students have of each of some of the different classes, once again, that number has been growing. You know, it used to be they made up anywhere from about 13 to 33% of our classes. Now they're upwards, or I should say over a third of the student population in the horticulture classes. And so these are, all of these courses are courses that I teach. In the past, some of these were actually even canceled because we didn't have enough enrollment. Now they're putting my classes in the big classrooms because we have so many students. And so for all of us in horticulture who want to have students, we want to be, you know, have students to teach, this has been a wonderful, wonderful benefit to have this program. And as you can see, it's definitely impacted our numbers significantly. So in conclusion, we right now, we've over the course of the 5 years of the program, we've had 44 students enrolled. About 70% of them have been veterans. These veterans have ranged in age from a 22-year-old guy who just spent 4 years in the Marines to people in their early 50s who had, you know, a career in the military and now wanted to do something different. We are gaining with the number of civilians in the program as well, as many of our horticulture students now want this as an add-on. So we've had, the one thing I will say is we have had about 19 complete the program. It's very interesting working with a predominantly veteran population. There's a lot of issues there. In many cases, they start the program and then they don't, for whatever reason, finish it. We've had 10 new students just this semester. Of the people who've graduated, about half have actually gone on to start farming, so they are fulfilling the purpose of our grant. And about three students have actually gone on now take on a four-year major, either in horticulture or sustainable agriculture. So once again, the certificate students have really increased the enrollment in our horticulture classes. They've increased the enrollment in the plant science department. I would say, honestly, that the classroom dynamics have not changed significantly. I think the generation of students who are in the classroom, who are the traditional 18 to 20-year-olds, are very accepting of the mature adults in the classroom. Everyone feels like they can learn from one another, which is a really wonderful benefit. And I was in the session about Seed Your Future, and while I think it's absolutely wonderful to introduce young people to horticulture, I think it's important for all of us as we look at the enrollments of our classes and our departments to look at other populations as well, because at Delaware Valley University, it's made a huge impact. So any questions? Yes. Yes.
How do you handle the fact that with rolling admissions of certificate students, you can't have any prereqs and they haven't taken their basic science course?
That's absolutely true. They have not taken it. So what we try to do is we try to make up for it in the classroom. And so many of our actual classes that are the farming type classes did not have strict prerequisites to begin with. So we do the two things. We try to make up for it. And again, I would, and this maybe is a topic for another presentation, looking at the grades. Some of the students are absolutely able to handle the harder core science. Others, they just really want to learn how to farm, and it's the practical part of the experience that's more beneficial to them. But everyone seems to like having the classroom as a backup, because they realize, and what we've heard is with this rolling admissions, is that people actually feel like having the classroom portion at Del Valle prior to going to Rodale is the most beneficial way to do that, because they have some of the science behind what they're actually seeing in the field. Yes?
Did you have an issue with your faculty coming from a conventional background and switching to teaching organic classes? Did you have to hire new faculty? Or how did you deal with that?
So I'm the only faculty for this. At Del Valle, I teach 8 different classes a year. And so I've been teaching organics since 2007, and have been involved with organics at Del Valle since we certified in 2004. So that was not an issue. But I would honestly tell you that some people are skeptical still about the fact that we have such a successful program in organics, which is one of the
reason why I asked you.
You are absolutely correct, and again, it's the partnership with Rodale has been so valuable in pushing this through, and that's why I began to look at the numbers, because it is so significant.